The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
What the hell did you just say?
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
Hey, what the hell wrong with you?
Are you kidding me?
Here go the sound of a record ball. Boom and pound. When I shut them down, I shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. I shut them down.
More sports live and direct. What's happening, everybody? Shut them down. Shut them down. I realize if we use shut them down by Public Enemy, you guys might think it's a repeat of yesterday's. But it's not. I think that's the tune moving forward. And I think we had to cue up just shut them down. Shut them down. For what we're about to get into with Stephen A. Smith. Good Lord. Stephen A. Smith goes bat guano crazy. I guess on the radio, there's no video of it. Stephen A. Smith just goes to town on LeBron James. Look, Stephen A. Smith is the guy that went crazy on Kevin Durant. You do not want to make an enemy out of me. Do you think Kevin Durant heard that and went, oh shit, now Stephen A. Smith's looking for me, man. What am I going to do? Hide me, bro. Bro, Stephen A. Smith's looking for me. He wants to get hammered. I don't think Kevin Durant was like, now I got to deal with this guy. He's going to beat the shit out of me. I don't want to make an enemy out of that guy. Now Stephen A. Smith going all in on LeBron James. Stephen A. Smith was the guy that reported that somebody told him that if LeBron James and Kyrie Irving were face-to-face, Kyrie Irving, of course, demanding a trade from the Cleveland Cavaliers, and his timing is amazing. After all the money's been taken off the table for free agency, and we're like, who's going to get JaVale McGee? Who's going to get the... You know when your dog wipes his ass in the carpet, and it's like hilarious and disgusting and hilarious at the same time? Who's going to get the Polaroid photo of that that's a little blurry? There's nothing left. Nobody has any money left, Kyrie. And if everybody just signed their free agents, you know, like the Denver Nuggets get Ronnie Millsap... Paul Millsap. Any day now, love will come my way. Bye bye, Marlon. Yeah, and Kiki Shepherd, too. And Byron Allen. They got the whole crew, baby. Sarah Purcell, Lance Stevenson. Like, who are you going to move? Like, we just got all of our players. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a basketball team and you go, oh, we can get Kyrie Irving. Oh, no. I just spent a shitload of money on Danilo Gallinari. Like, who wants to make moves now? Everybody wants the same guy. But Kyrie Irving's timing is awful, but his idea is spot on perfect. And LeBron James has already said he's not going to be a Cavalier next year. Well, that means Kyrie's got two more years left on his deal. He's going to be the guy sitting there with a bunch of bullshit players in a rebuild and then ask for a max contract. If the rebuild was working, and he's had it. He's had like four coaches already. How many? Byron Scott, Mike Brown, David Blatt. Four coaches. And Teron Liu. My favorite when I was doing radio was Norm Macdonald introducing David Blatt. You know, there's a lot of great names out there for basketball, you know. Brilliant minds. We decided to, we went another direction. We hired a guy named David Blatt. Man. LeBron James, apparently somebody told Stephen A. Smith that if Kyrie Irving was in front of LeBron James, he would, whoop his ass. LeBron James tweets, not the case. LeBron James just tweets, I could find it exactly for you, but he says it wasn't true, don't believe what you read and all that business, and Stephen A. Smith goes crazy in the best. Now, this is the second time, don't forget that. This is the second time he's gone fucking crazy on an NBA player. LeBron James tweeted, hashtag not facts, people, and then emoji of somebody shouting. And he actually wrote, boo. That's the king. It's a wrap. I don't care. All right. Here's hashtag enjoying my summer. Get another source. Hashtag you do the same. Smiley face. Here is Stephen A. Smith's response, and get ready.
There are some moments when a professional athlete literally tempts you to go nuclear on them. And I stand here right in that zone when it comes to LeBron James. And what I reported, I was told, quote, he would be tempted to whoop his ass. That's what was told to me, verbatim, in that manner. It was meant to highlight his level of frustration with what he perceives to be something that Kyrie Irving is doing in his eyes. What did I say that was fake news? Was I wrong when I broke the story that he was going to South Beach? Was I wrong when I talked about how I'm hearing he's going back to Cleveland? The facts that I've accumulated by speaking to over 30 different sources this weekend, I stand by. I'm not budging or inching back one bit. I said what I meant. I meant what I said. And if LeBron James wants to refute that, I welcome the opportunity for him to do so.
Okay. Wow. Steven, could you go to the principal's office? Can we talk about your anger? I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and I'm not going to move one inch. He goes scorched earth. He's talking about, exposing LeBron James with threats of a, quote, real story. That, by the way, was a 15-minute rant shortened for everybody. This guy's the best. Stephen A. Smith is the best. Because I got news for you. I believe him. I believe somebody did tell him. But just because somebody tells you something, Corey's husband Jeff told me that Steph Curry likes to ride underneath the horse, naked. Yeah, no, he likes to get underneath the horse. I'm going to go on the radio and say that somebody told me it. This is amazing. LeBron James just says, not facts. Emoji of a face shouting, and he types, boo. That is amazing. That is one of the best. No, it is the best freaking emoji and print I've ever seen on Twitter, especially from LeBron fucking James. Boo. All that was missing was fooey on you. Boom. Let me tell you something. I do believe somebody told Stephen A. Smith what Stephen A. Smith was told. I don't think Stephen A. Smith would just go on the air. I know he would not. He just could not. He would not go on television or on the radio and say a made-up thing. He's not Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless just makes shit up all the time. It's fantastic. Stephen A. Smith is not going to go on the air and say, somebody told me that if Kyrie was in front of him, he'd beat his ass. He wouldn't. He would not do that. Tempted to beat his ass, excuse me. So somebody did tell Stephen A. Smith, but how do you know it wasn't like his friend in the barbershop? Man, let me tell you something. I'm just saying, if Kyrie Irving was in front of LeBron James, he'd whoop his ass. Who said it? Was it Joe Pesci?
Hey, Stephen, let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically, you know what? Let me tell you something. No, Anthony's a big boy. He speaks for himself, you know? If Kyrie Irving was in front of LeBron James, he'd fucking beat his ass. You stuttering, mumbling prick, you?
This is amazing. He just goes crazy. Boo! I love it so much. I'm so in love with this exchange. Kyrie Irving just basically says, I don't want to be here. If LeBron's leaving, then I'm going to leave first. Trade me now. I'm tired of LeBron literally poking me on the bench and yelling at me. I'm tired of getting a ring. What are you tired of? Well, according to Skip Bayless, what he's tired of is the fact that, well, LeBron James is the guy that he brought the ball up the floor three of the last possessions in game whatever of the everlasting final series of the Intergalactic Space Council. Yeah, he's LeBron James. Why the fuck wouldn't he? And then I love this tweet from Stephen A. Smith. I love this tweet from Skip. I can't talk. I love this tweet from Skip Bayless. Anyone who says Kyrie should appreciate what he has with LeBron, and then all capitals, just doesn't get it. All right? Doesn't get what? LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. One of them has 27 points a game. 7 rebounds a game, 7 assists a game, career, 27 a night, career. The other one has 21 points a game, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. That's Kyrie Irving. How the fuck does LeBron James get more assists than you, Kyrie Irving? And if he's got more assists than you, I'm guessing some of those 21 points came from a pass from LeBron. Who's going to pass you the ball? J.R. Smith? Iman Shumpert? Channing Frye? This whole team reads like a George Carlin bit. Tristan Thompson. Channing Frye. This is amazing. I don't understand. Skip Bayless is all over the ice when it comes to basketball. Hey, LeBron, good luck with Derrick Rose. He's a head case. Won't play with smallest injury. Won't play D. 22% from 3 last year. When going gets tough, goes home. Wait, you just spent the entire year telling us LeBron sucks balls, and now you're telling LeBron, ha-ha, that guy sucks balls. No, LeBron's the guy that sucks balls, remember?
All this sucking balls is making my lipstick come out of the case. Oh, boy.
This is fascinating, man. It just does not get better than this. Lakers have sold out all of their remaining season tickets. And all the headlines yesterday, I didn't get to it in yesterday's More Sports, was Lonzo Ball and the excitement. They just went ticket crazy. The Lakers had sold out 95% of their tickets for every game for the season. They sold 5% of tickets that were left. That's not like, oh, shit, my man moved the needle. The whole team moved the needle. Trust me. This is one of the greatest off seasons of all time in any sport. You got Draymond Green running to Conor McGregor, and Conor McGregor telling him, I dribble heads off the floor. Stay in school. And you got LeBron James typing, boo. Boo is the best thing I've ever heard. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my mind. What, anybody that says that Kyrie Irving should be grateful for what he's got with LeBron just doesn't get it. He should appreciate what he has with LeBron. You just sent a tweet, Skip Bayless, telling America, or whatever your 6 million, that's right, or 4, 3 million Twitter followers, that if you think this guy should appreciate this other guy, then you don't get it. We shouldn't be compassionate and loving as a society. Who's he going to respect? Iman Shumpert makes $10 million, and he's got 7 points a game on his career. $10 million. They bring in the new guy, Derrick Rose, for like $1 million. J.R. Smith, $13 million. Derrick Rose can't get paid as much as Iman Shumpert. Iman Shumpert plays once in a while with a man bun, and he's got like yoga pants on. You can see his vaginas. Plural. You heard me. This is one of the coolest things that has ever happened. This is amazing. Stephen A. Smith, shut him down. Shut him down. Is this going to escalate further? LeBron James, like, oh, boo. LeBron James is amazing. He is the king. From this day forward, he's the fucking king. In football, by the way, Kyrie Irving's number one destination, as I mentioned before, bears repeating, the New York Knicks. Boo! Kyrie Irving's first choice is to go to the New York Knicks. Emoji of a face shouting, and then just type, boo! Skip Bayless did have a tweet that I agree with. Embarrassing Cowboys botched investigation of Lucky Whitehead's mistaken identity. Hope he's picked up quickly, but I'll take Switzer. That's Ryan Switzer out of North Carolina, who's a pretty good receiver at North Carolina. You never know what they're going to do in the pros. Look, Lucky Whitehead was a weird guy. His dog got kidnapped for ransom money. I mean, you got to really love your dog. You have a very public dog love for like masked bandits to come into your home, have a home invasion, leave with your dog, feed it, have it hold up today's newspaper in his little paws, and you just hear them off camera. You want your dog back? You must pay. Incredible. Just absolutely incredible. The Cowboys are a mess. They have, like, guys. Gary and Conley just got cleared of, like, domestic abuse. He hit his girlfriend in the face with a pillow, allegedly. I'm like, that's not bad. And I'm like, oh, it's got to be actually worse. If you can hurt somebody with a pillow, you got to be really swinging a fucking pillow. Savage, found not guilty. So guess what? Not savage. Ezekiel Elliott, they're like, maybe there's an investigation. This is completely under wraps. And the Cowboys are going, hey, Zeke's a good guy. And it's always Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett, when he speaks at the podium, is never, ever speaking about football. He's always speaking about some personal shit. Greg Hardy beat the shit out of a woman. Randy Gregory's a pothead. Like, just, it's amazing. Troy Aikman thinks is mad that Skip Bayless wrote a book and said he was gay. Oh, yeah. More NFL news. Gary Kubiak, 6 months after leaving the Denver Broncos, gets hired by the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos. Yes.
I didn't know Gary Kubiak left the Broncos, and apparently there was a tearful goodbye press conference, and I know he had bad health with the Houston Texans. He had a stroke, a mini stroke. You can call it a mini stroke all you want, but if you tell me I had a mini stroke, I'm not going to tell anybody I had a mini stroke unless it's an employer and I want to keep getting paid. I had a stroke. He took a knee. That was scary. And then he had to miss a game last year for the Denver Broncos with a complex migraine situation. That's your brain. Mm-mm. So now Kubiak gets paid by the Broncos to work from Texas as a scout. That is a good, good gig for a guy that's a really good coach. Vance Joseph is the head coach of the Broncos. I had no idea. And he's a brother, so I should be all over it. I should love it. I do love that he's a brother and he's working. There should be more brother head coaches. But I just, Vance Joseph. That sounds like a fake name in like a Farrelly Brothers movie. Guys, Vance Joseph is going to be here from the academy. We have to get it together. Amazing. Dodgers on a roll. Dodgers win again. And how did they win? The way they've been winning, with home run number 28. 28 freaking home runs. Bellinger. I mean, this team is at 70 wins, and it's not August. This is amazing. Amazing. You can save all your Verlander. Could maybe go to the Dodger. Justin Verlander could be traded to the Dodgers. You could have all your art. That's Sports Illustrated. Bleacher Report. It's time for the $252 million Dodgers to go all in now and not blow Golden World Series chance. Where does she dance? Where does he dance? Hey, did you blow World Series chance? No. Why? Is he here? Yeah, he's here. The Dodgers have to go all in. That's the headline of the article. This is Bleacher Report. You have been absolutely fucking slipping. You threw shit at Damian Lillard for no reason, and he called you out on Twitter. The headline, it's time for $252 million Dodgers to go, that's the payroll, to go all in, not blow Golden World Series chance. All right, on stage five, Golden World Series chance just moved here from Italy. Don't blow him. This is the entire article. The LA Dodgers have the best record in baseball. They own Major League Baseball's gaudiest payroll at $251 million per spot track. Most essentially, they haven't won the World Series since 1988. Add it up, you got a franchise in win now overdrive that should accelerate pedal to the floor into the July 31st non-waiver trade that blah, blah, blah. There's a 99.9% chance of them winning the division according to FanGraphs calculation. How, Look, I'm all about analytics, but Fangraph's calculations, if you went and pissed in your neighbor's bushes, that's as good a chance as anything else. Look at all the teams that have won World Series. The Royals were in the World Series 2 years after being like the worst. The San Francisco Giants won one 2 years ago, and now they're in last. They're horrible. What, 36 wins? So I'm glad that's nice of a computer factory to go, we think the Dodgers will win the World Series. Why? 70 wins in July. Our computers are telling us that the Dodgers are the favorite. And it's a big article who they should go out and trade and get. But you don't want to give guys up. Look, do you want Yu Darvish to come over from the Texas Rangers? Of course. Who are you going to give up? Cody Bellinger? Corey Seager? Justin? I'm not giving any of these guys. I'll give Puig away tonight. Tonight? Well, all right. Dodgers are so red hot. It's fantastic. Granted, they're beating the shit out of the Twins. And that's cool and all. A 500 club, but the Dodgers are 70 and 31. That's damn impressive. I'm going to say Dave Roberts, let's get him to be coach of the year 2 years in a row. My friends, Stephen A. Smith is going to beat the shit out of Kevin Durant and LeBron James at the same time while Michael Phelps rides a shark and Conor McGregor teaches Floyd Mayweather how to read. Peace.
On your back now, I can't do nothing for you, man. Flavor Flav got problems of his own. I can't do nothing for you, man. Don't lean on shells, answer man. I can't do nothing for you, man. You jumped out of the jelly into a jam. Making love the wrong instead of right. Trying to be cat burglar through the night. The cop called your girl, her name was Shirley. About a rooftop crime to steal a pearl. Uzi down, no bullets in the gun. The judge microwaved them, served the gun. The lawyer tried to help them all again, but they couldn't do nothing for you, man. I can't do nothing for you, man. They couldn't do nothing for you, man. Yo, Jay, let's